The eclipse passing over Nashville in less than 2 weeks now seems to have everyone's attention. People are planning where they'll be and how to find eye protection. But WPLN's Emily Seiner decided it was time to go back to the basics, answering five questions that eclipse viewers may be too afraid to ask.
Number one, what exactly is this thing? The short answer is that it's when the moon passes directly in front of the sun.
But the key is that the angular size of the moon is exactly the same as the angular size of the sun.
This is Susan Stewart, an astronomer at Vanderbilt who recently taught a class about eclipses. The angular size is how big something looks from the Earth. And the moon and sun don't always look the same. So all of these things have to line up just right, which is pretty rare. Which brings me to question number two. When was the last total solar eclipse over Nashville?
We came extremely close to total, but it was officially a partial, and it was in 1768 and 1506.
Meaning the moon almost completely covered the sun, but not quite. So if you want to be technical, which we do.
The last official 100% total eclipse in Nashville was 1478.
Yes, a total solar eclipse has not passed over this region in 539 years. So that brings me to number three. Is a total eclipse actually that much cooler than a partial eclipse? For this, I present a YouTube video of a crowd watching the 2006 eclipse in Libya. Or listen to Mark Bender tell it. He's a self-described eclipse chaser who spoke in Nashville earlier this year.
When I first saw my first eclipse, it was this, wasn't overwhelming. Was it overwhelming? I have a video of me going crazy and crying.
So yes, it is that much cooler. Number four, you know how you're supposed to wear special glasses to look at the sun so you don't damage your eyes? Well, if you've already gotten them and put them on, you may have noticed they are really dark, like almost completely black. I asked Stewart if this is normal. She says yes, and don't drive in them.
It's not like putting on sunglasses where you see everything a little shade darker. You literally can't see anything else except the sun.
The good news is, once the sun is covered up in totality, you can take the glasses off. And number five, my biggest concern. What happens if it's cloudy? If this grand celestial alignment is covered up by something totally mundane?
It'll just get dark. Darker, I guess.
So it sounds like kind of a letdown if it's cloudy.
Oh, yeah.
Stewart says she'll drive somewhere else if she has to. And she also offers this final tip. When the solar eclipse happens, resist the urge to take out your cell phone and snap a pic. It won't look good without professional equipment. Instead, she says, for those 2 minutes or so, just look up and enjoy the first total eclipse over Nashville in half a millennium. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Seiner.